From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Prize in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Prize worked for 13 years on the busy docks of a river port, unloading the barges that came down from the upland farms. Every barge arrived stacked with crates, and every crate was strapped, roped, and nailed shut. Prize's tool was a pry bar, a flat iron lever worn smooth by her hands, and her skill was in the prizing. She was not a strong worker so much as a careful one. She had learned that you did not force a crate. You found the place where it wanted to open, set the bar in the seam, and prized gently until it gave. But the thing Prize became known for was quicker eyes than most. When six identical crates came off a barge, each strapped with the very same kind of rope, Prize did not cut six ropes one at a time. She saw at a glance that the six shared one thing, the same strap, and she prized all six straps loose together in one clean pull and set the shared rope aside to be reused. The other dog hands hacked at each crate on its own. Prize found what they had in common and pulled it out once. "Look at what they share before you touch them," she would say, running her eye down a stack. "The shared part comes out first. Then the rest is easy." One afternoon, a young dockhand named Vel watched Priest clear a heap of mixed cargo and asked how she worked so much faster than anyone else. "I don't work faster," said Priest. "I look first. See these two loads?" she pointed. "This one's 6 barrels. That one's 9 barrels. But look," she tapped the pallets. "Both of them are stacked on the same size sledge, 3 barrels to a sledge. So really it's 2 sledges here and 3 sledges there, and every sledge is the same. Pull the sledge out as the shared thing, and the whole pile makes sense." Vel frowned, then brightened. "So instead of 6 and 9 as 2 separate messes, he said, "it's 3, shared, and then 2 of them and 3 of them. The shared 3, pulled to the front," said Priest. That night, she scratched inside her tool chest lid. "Find what they share. Pull it to the front. 6 and 9 both share 3, so it's 3 of 2 and 3. After that, Priest saw shared parts in everything. 2 recipes that both began with the same broth. 3 songs built on the same 3 chords. A row of houses all raised on the same kind of stone. Underneath what looked separate, there was so often one thing held in common, waiting to be pulled to the front. A year later, the Equation Quest Academy, which wanted someone who could teach children to tidy an expression back down after it had been spread out, heard of a dock worker who found what a heap shared and pulled it out in one pull. The academy master wrote to her. Priest, who was ready to trade the river damp for a warm hall, accepted, and brought her worn pry bar with her. The board, Priest found, was a dock with the crates rubbed out and numbers written in. And numbers, like crates, so often shared a part. She wrote on the board, 6x plus 9. 2 loads, she said. 6x here, 9 there. They look separate, but look at what they share. She circled the numbers. 6 is 3 times 2. 9 is 3 times 3. Both of them carry a 3. The 3 is the shared strap. She set her chalk like a pry bar against the expression. "So I prize the 3 out to the front and write what's left inside brackets. 6x plus 9 becomes 3 times 2x plus 3. She checked it aloud, the way she checked a crate had really opened. 3 times 2x is 6x. 3 times 3 is 9. Yes, it's the same load, only tidier. The shared 3 pulled to the front, and the rest tucked in the brackets. "That's just the roller run backwards," said Vel's cousin, who had learned from Spread. "Spread rolls the 3 across. You prize it back out." "Exactly backwards," said Priest, pleased. "Spread spreads. I gather. Same seam, opposite pull." She still visits the docks when the academy can spare her, and the young hands still call her over for a stubborn crate. At the academy, she tells the children that factoring is not a new and frightening thing. It is only what she did on the docks every day, looking at a heap of separate seeming parts, finding the one thing they quietly share, and prizing it out to the front so the rest fall simple. "It isn't hard," she says. "It's just looking first. Find what they share, pull it to the front. The rest comes easy." When the hall empties, Prize runs her thumb along the smooth, worn edge of her old pry bar and feels the steady, useful gladness of a person who has spent her life finding what things have in common. It is a quiet kind of gladness, and it has never once let her down. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Prize. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.